This call is from
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. You may begin speaking now.
Morning.
What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, we're just talking about this mayor that got arrested for sniffing his niece's underwear in her room.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, he's straight out of Ohio, and he got...
Leave it to Ohio, huh?
I guess.
All right.
Last year, Dallas had a guy that would break into people's houses and sniff their butts.
I did hear about that.
In the middle of their sleep, yeah.
We're talking to the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, live from his Texas prison. Yeah, I remember hearing that. He was like a serial butt sniffer was the headline.
Yeah.
He just went into their homes while they're sleeping, and he just got a sniff. And
yeah, the joke would be on him if he did it to me.
True.
That'd be the last time.
Mm-hmm.
If I was snorting something, dang, sure wouldn't be somebody's butt.
All right, Joe. So,
I was fixing to add to that and say, well, I guess everybody in here that's snorting drugs is doing it in people's butts too, because that's how I get it.
Okay, technically, it's getting keistered in, right?
You're getting a 2-for-1.
Damn.
So, all the drugs in prison, for the most part, are keistered in, or
No, because when you're in prison, you're coming from county jail to prison, so you don't have any opportunity to really do that. So now most of it's either coming in drones or front door.
The drones,
the front door. That's gotta be painful. Yeah, painful in the front door. Is that the new one? I didn't know that. No. So the Olympics just wrapped up. Were you all able to watch the Winter Olympics in prison, or was that kind of like a non-event for you guys?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
Did you watch the hockey, the curling, figure skating? What's your favorite?
I was actually the one where they shoot the rifles in cross-country skiing was my favorite. But the one I didn't understand was where they were pushing the fake rocks out in front of the little chain.
It's curling. Curling? Joe.
How is that a sport?
You got to be good at sweeping. I know that.
We don't know.
I could see some prisoners, they have, you know, mop duty. They can be put them right into the Olympics with some of this.
But it's Matt's favorite. Matt, do you know how and why it's a sport?
No idea. It's just fascinating to me because those dudes look like me.
Yeah. Except for the one that gets close to the ice. The one that pushes it.
Yeah, I can't get down
the
that
sweepers
low.
Are big guys.
Yeah, I can sweep. Or I can stand at the end and be like, left.
Yeah, I know.
Faster.
Yeah, Jason would be good at that. Not good enough. Well, that's your
but
job.
The Swiffer, not Swiffer, but when you're sweeping, I'm surprised they're bigger guys because it seems like it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they need pressure.
Probably.
Yeah. And power behind it, you know?
No, so do you know what? Anybody watch the hockey match? That was such a big deal, the gold medal match. Well, men and women, but the one that ended the Olympics pretty much.
The dude with no teeth?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I watched that, and then what was it? Cash Patel was all over the news because he was partying and getting drunk with the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm. America, yeah. Right?
America.
So what's new with you? What's going on with you in prison? I know every week there's something different. I know last week it was a down week for you, which I get. I mean, you're a human being. But
I know you do sound better this week,
yeah, you
Joe.
You sound more upbeat, but doesn't mean things are, I guess, better. But, like, what's... Any positive news?
You know, it's stuff like Trump just pardoned another dude from New York that his sister or somebody donated $1 million to the MAGA campaign. It's like it's crap like that that just brings you down. It's like you're in America, you know, and nothing is about justice. And he campaigned on he was not going to weaponize the Department of Justice, and he was going to fix the prison system, and unless you got $1 million, you're just nothing in this country.
Yeah,
and you haven't seen any sort of prison reform or any sort of
nothing
at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Olympics. I mean, were people sitting around watching it, or was it more just kind of like because you said there's
no they have TVs that are just locked on it. Yeah, I mean you have to kind of draw a mental picture of this great big room. Every unit has two great big rooms, one on each side, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 TVs on the wall and hanging from the ceiling, and they're on just about anything you really want to watch.
Now, if you want to have sound, I mean, it's kind of like when you go to a sports bar. I mean, if you want to have sound, is that a thing, or you have to just read everything?
No, you buy radios on the commissary, just regular AM, FM radios, and every TV is on a different AM channel, FM channel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
You do that at the gym sometimes where it'll say, so you can hear the TV, what channel it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, but this week it's more worrying about whether or not George is okay in Mexico and everything that's going on in Mexico. But so far he says it's pretty calm where he's at.
Is he near where, Puerto Vallarta, or is he?
No, he's cleared down on the very south side of Mexico in Chiapas, down by the Honduras border.
Okay.
So most of the chaos is, you know, Puerto Vallarta, Tulupas, up north.
When there's big crime stories or like this El Mincho that was assassinated, does that get a lot of talk in prison? Do people like, oh my gosh, or any?
Well, considering that probably 1,500 inmates in this prison, 800 of them are Hispanic, 900 of them are Hispanic. Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
are they for or against the capture?
You know,
this call is from a federal prison.
A whole lot of talk about that part because there's a lot of people in here that are in cartel, so you know that's kind of politics that isn't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just starts problems. But you know, most of all of them, and the funny thing about the immigration deportation thing right now, and what's going on in Mexico and the ICE in America, you know what all of them agree with that are illegal that are in prison. Is if this is about deportation and they have nonviolent crimes, just petty drug crimes that they're in federal prison for, how come they're not deporting them? Why are they keeping them in prison and keeping the taxpayers paying that bill for another 8 or 10 years when they could be deported?
Even the prison, so the prisoners are saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That actually makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. if you're serious about getting, you already have them.
Mm-hmm.
They've committed a crime.
Because, see, right now you hear on the news that, you know, their big thing is, like in Minneapolis, where they want access to the county jails to pick up the illegals. Why is that? Because they're just going to put them in federal detention centers. They're not shipping them back. They're putting them in federal detention centers and they're putting them in federal prisons.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I do know that they're trying, when they get out of prison, to, if somebody's like a high violent or drugs or whatever, when they get out of prison. But you're making a point because we're paying them to still be here. And
you're not saving any money in America by arresting these people.
That's like a violent.
Now, talking to the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, live from Texas prison. Now, we talked earlier to a guest on our show. He wrote the book for the Love Languages. Are you familiar with that? You're not.
Oh,
so this will help you.
Love languages?
There's five love languages. No, seriously, mm-hmm. Joe, there's five love languages.
And, okay.
And so, like, your husband's name's George, right?
Right. Jorge. Okay. Yeah.
Jorge. So it'd be important for you to know what makes him feel loved. And the five, you take a test. And in prison, you have access to iPads and stuff. You can probably take the test online.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
And then have Jorge take it. But you can have more than one, but usually there's one dominant. Is either physical touch, quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, or gifts.
I'm getting words of affirmation for you. I feel like.
For Joe?
Yeah, I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like you
probably
enjoy.
You don't know Jorge very well.
Not you.
Oh, he doesn't speak English. She don't know what he's saying.
he likes those gifts.
Okay, so he feels
That's
loved
his.
By gifts. Okay. Okay.
Well, he likes a different kind of gift is what Joe's saying. Mm-hmm. It has to go with touch.
Yeah.
He's very affectionate. He really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel loved?
You know... And a lot of that goes back to your childhood, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, see, I grew up in a family where we were born to be hired hands.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't born to be kids. And my parents both died at the age of 88 without me ever hearing them say, I love you.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, gosh.
Never. Because that just wasn't something that their families did when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like when you do hear words of affirmation, does it have an impact on you or no?
Big impact, yeah.
Okay. So Katie nailed it.
Yeah,
words of affirmation.
I get that from you, that you seem to be to really enjoy, you know, the intimacy of compliments and kind words.
And that's probably why I did so much charity work for homeless people and sick kids, because I never had none of that when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Interesting. But take a look at it. It's fascinating. I mean, you know, because we all are speaking. We all need a certain love language spoken to us where we feel loved. And if your partner knows it and tries to speak that language, it can help you, you know.
This call is from a federal prison.
I know you guys
are. For a minute, I thought me and Jason were going to get into body parts, but
there's still time. Hey. There's time. Go ahead.
Okay, let's assume Jason's his physical touch. Where would you like to touch Jason?
It is true.
Did you ever look up Jason or your team look up Jason, what he looks like? Or you want to leave that a mystery?
No, we didn't want to ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you still think of him at times. All right.
Funny.
Well, we're talking to Tiger King Joe Exotic. How can people help you if they want to help you and help you get clemency?
Let's see. I mean, you know, again, the biggest thing is get on pardonjoeexotic.com and sign the petition that nobody's ever going to look at, but it's worth a try.
That's not a good selling point, Joe, if you want signatures.
Unless somebody out there's got $1 million I can borrow.
Maybe. Somebody does.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
I've asked for $1 million, too. Nobody's taken me up on my offer. I said I would do anything for $1 million. Literally anything. I would jump in a pool of herpes. It doesn't matter.
When that alarm clock went off this morning, I was like, God, how do they do a morning show? Y'all get up like way too early.
It never gets easier, though.
What time is it in Texas right now?
It is 7:40 or something like that.
You're a little bit earlier than us.
Yeah. We got to be here at 4:30 in the morning. So yeah, it never gets it never gets easier.
Crazy. I would never make a morning talk show host.
You're a good guest though.
You'd have to put me on the midnight shift.
Okay. Take Tripper's job. All right. So and what's the website again?
PardonJoeExotic.com. Okay. And I've got another super plan. If anybody out there knows how to get a hold of Senator Ossoff, to give me 10 minutes of his ear.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
All right, we'll see what we can do. Joe, appreciate your time. Have a good week.
Hey, bye, Joe.
Guys, be safe. Bye.
Bye. Bye.